Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thank you for being part of my day. We're very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Tracks, going back more than, golly, coming up on this in a couple of months, 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament around here. Beyond the Wall of Resistance is another one, and The Feedback Toolkit, which is and that one is out in the second edition, which is all about communication. He's our good friend Rick Maurer. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
And Beyond the Wall of Resistance is in second edition too, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah, so congratulations on that. So, okay, Rick, one of the things that I learned a long time ago, even though I don't always, I sometimes lapse and I don't always do as good a job as I should, but I learned a long time ago that if I was in sales, as a professional salesperson, I was trying to mine gold. I was mining for gold. And the gold was in was not in my head, because I already knew what was in my head.
Yeah.
The gold was coming from information that was in somebody else's head.
Yeah.
And the only way to get it out of their head was for me to get them to talk and for me to shut up.
Yep.
So you've been writing about this recently.
Well, I have been. I've really been interested a lot what it takes to build support for ideas. In other words, why do people get energized, and why do they not? Why do they turn to their smartphones when we're talking? And I remembered a time I was on a planning team, and I was really passionate about the direction we should go, and I'm talking, and I've got all these great points, and man, I'm just...
You were genius!
I really
you were on a roll!
I didn't realize you were there, because it was that good, and my buddy Jim interrupted me, and he said, Rick, stop.
Oh, no.
Stop talking. You've already made the sale. And I stopped, and he said, Rick, good salespeople know that once they've made the sale, they shut up. And so 2 weeks ago, I was in a meeting with a manager is trying to influence me and some other people, and he just kept going on and on and on with slide after slide after slide, and I realized I quickly shifted from being interested in what he was talking about to being interested in how long is this going to take.
Right.
And that thing, we just can't shut up. And so that mining for gold, your example is that salespeople, and any of us for that matter, just talk too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. I can remember as a young pup in college, working my way through college selling furniture, I've been trained on how to sell this sofa. I knew all the great features of this sofa. And the couple was there, and they liked it. The color was perfect, and I made the sale. But I realized I had not told them about the soft edge. Now, you know what the soft edge is?
Under the cushion,
the rail under the cushion on the front where your thighs rest.
Yes.
The better sofas have a soft edge, meaning when you sit down, that rail actually collapses a little bit.
Wow.
Makes it more comfortable.
The other sofas
have a board across this very hard. Well, these people were going to buy a sofa with a soft edge, and by golly, they were going to know about it. And so I made the sale. They said, we'll take it. And I remember saying, I'm just a kid. I'm probably 20 years old, 19. I said, oh, wait. This sofa has a soft edge. Let me show you. And I pushed down on it. Well, the guy said, That doesn't look like a good thing to me.
Wow.
He didn't appreciate the value of the soft edge. So guess what? I lost the sale.
Wow.
All I had to do was keep my mouth shut.
Yep.
I didn't have somebody tapping on my shoulder saying, Jim, shut up, you made the sale. But I tell you what, I learned. I'll never forget. You know how long ago that story was, Rick? I'll never forget that.
Yeah, and the fact that you can remember a story for 10 years, that's just amazing. Isn't that something?
So, it is amazing.
Yeah.
But boy, you're right, and your friend Jim was right. After all these years, I don't know about you, but I still struggle to make sure I don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, what I've been working on with my clients...
Hold on to that thought, Rick. I'm going to let you tell that client story.
Okay.
After these messages, ladies and gentlemen. I know you don't want to go away now. And I see you nodding your heads out there. I see you with that sheepish grin on your face, that wry smile. You know what you know what we're talking about. You've all done it. Quick break, 20 after. We tell. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.